Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, we're with a new guest, Rich Libby. Welcome to the program, Rich.
Hi, Allison. It's an honor to be here with you.
Rich, you and I have known each other for years, and this is the first time we've put you in the hot seat on Chip Chat. So congratulations for making your debut. Why don't you tell the audience what you do for Intel and where your focus is?
Well, I work for the Ecotechnology Program Office. I think you've had my manager on here once or twice before. And we focus on kind of all things environmental as it relates to computing and how we can help with computing in order to extend that into the environment, help it make the world a better place.
You're absolutely right. We've had Lori Weigel on the program many times, and we spend a lot of time talking about compute efficiency of different types. But you work on something a little bit different. You work on how to use computing to make the world more efficient. Do you want to give a sense of how the Ecotechnology Group balances those two focus points?
Sure. So the areas that we work on, there actually are eight major areas that we work on. But one of them is energy. So what we do is we take the computing that is already existing out in the world, and we try and figure out how to take what cycles and power that consumes already and help make the world a better place by giving more information to end users and to people that are interested in participating in that, and also just basically helping people to consume energy smarter.
What are the primary targets that we look at in terms of opportunity? Office, home, you know, any specific target area?
There are roughly 110 million households in the United States. And then in the world abroad, there are many, many more, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of a big target for us. And then the second target that we've looked at is office buildings or commercial office buildings for energy consumption reduction.
How are we embedding that technology in devices today in the home? In order for people to actually see when they need to turn on and off?
Well, there are two components to this. One of them is a feedback mechanism, and the second is the actual detection mechanism. The detection mechanism can be done one of two ways. You can either have a smart plug, which you can purchase one for each appliance that gets kind of expensive after a while, or you can install a new upcoming technology that we're putting into place called WEST, or Wireless Energy Sensing Technology. And what that does is, instead of having a plug at every single outlet, it looks for a unique power signature. Every appliance, when you turn it on, exhibits a certain amount of impact on the power line. And that impact can actually be measured. And so what we've done is we capture that information, and then we provide that back to a home energy management display. Then the user can either get a notification on that home energy management display, or it can give it to a device like a mobile phone, or maybe if you have a TV that has smarts in it, it can display it there. The other one it can do is it can interact with a utility. The utility can say, this is a peak time mm-hmm. for purchasing power. That's really expensive on the wholesale market. I'm going to ask my users if they can shed power somehow. So maybe your AC in your house on a hot day can be set from 70 to 73 automatically for you. Our ethnographic research has shown that basically by having that piece in place, you can save about 15% of your energy. Now, keeping interacted with the device is a more important thing. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've said, okay, how can we keep people interested in this and keep people interacting with this kind of device? And the way to do it is to put on some sort of applications on there that are making people continually come back to the device.
You know, some users are more mindful of power and energy efficiency than others. Some will naturally come to a technology like this. But how do we incent a broader range of folks to engage? Is it through utilities? Is it through other mechanisms?
The early adopters are probably going to be through some program like maybe at Home Depot or Lowe's or some big box store. In the big box store right now, you can go in and actually buy a programmable thermostat that has a Wi-Fi connection. And this Wi-Fi connection will give you the weather and a few other things that are interesting. So if you tie it to that kind of group of folks, that would get out the word right away. But the bigger populace that is going to get this is really going to come through a utility incentive program. So either the utility owns the device, or you create an incentive that the utility pays for a portion of the device or all of it, depending on who it is or where they are.
So if we look at those 110 million homes in the U.S., You know, what is the average electricity savings? Have you guys taken a look at what this technology really does for the average household?
The average U.S. household could reduce between 15% and 30%, depending on, you know, whether you interact with the device or not. What if 1% of the United States households just alone would reduce this kind of energy and realize these savings? Well, our reduction of annual coal would be about 371,000 tons. That's just coal. We would eliminate the need for two 675 megawatt coal-fired power plants. We reduce our carbon emission by 2.4 million metric tons, and we basically take about 535,000 cars off the road.
So I know that a lot of my listeners will want to hear more about this. Where can they go on Intel.com to learn more?
They can click on Intel.com and then search for West, W-E-S-T.
Well, this is very cool, Rich. I just was looking at my utility bills preparing for this interview, and I know that I am a customer that is in great need of this technology. Thank you very much for bringing this forward in terms of development. I'm looking forward to a deployment in my hometown. Thanks very much for being on the program.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.